What about a man? They'd say he would do
He'd fix up himself too if he got in his sense.
Yeah.
He'd fix up himself. He'd go out in any kind of way.
I hear on Saturday, whenever anybody went to town, they always dressed up, didn't they?
Not when I come on. People, when I come on now, and I do it now, my things I wear to church, I don't wear them to town.
Mm-hmm.
I show them. But now people now be have on their best clothes in town. I've seen them. But my church clothes, I wear them to church.
Well, now, what would a woman carry her coins in or something like that?
In her pocketbook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I carry mine in, my pocketbook.
Yeah. Or you might have a little coin, what?
And have it in another little pocketbook.
Right.
Yeah, my pocketbook, what I carry.
No, a little old purse.
I'm getting it to you. I need it in here. As long as I have my pocketbook.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
And here my one I carry. But I put it in here when I
carry. Now
if I was in Miami, I would put it in there.
Yeah.
I put it in there here because I ain't never seen nobody snack anything.
Yeah.
But when I'm in Miami, the children tell me don't carry no pocketbook. Say you snatch your arm off.
Well.
You know what they told me? They didn't say you better leave that pocket here. Said, folks, snatch your arm off, find out you don't stay here.
Uh-huh.
So they know when you don't stay there. And my sister said, the way they do, say you hear them out on the street when the old people get the check. How come you ain't working today? This Mother's Day. Said, finna you catch them, hey, don't snatch the pocketbook. This Mother's Day. Said, they call that Mother's Day. Ain't that something? I said, well, I ain't got nothing.
What's this?
I ain't got nothing. Well, I leave, if they don't take the check away from me, before I get to town, they sure won't have nothing but 7 teeth if they take anything away from me. If they let me get in town with it. They take my 7 teeth. They won't take no money. But I ain't got nothing.
Well, what would a woman wear around her wrist?
They wears a bracelet sometime and a watch.
Yeah. If you want to know, say, what time it was, you might ask somebody.
I'd ask them what time is it.
Okay. Then if it was, can you tell time?
Mm-hmm.
If it was like, 15 minutes.
I don't know that. 10, but 20. I know when it's 12 o'clock and like that.
Yeah.
And 1 o'clock and like that.
Yeah.
But I know. That boy could say he got to learn me them minutes.
10:45.
Yeah, he said he got to learn it to my boy said he got to learn me them minutes.
Quarter till.
I got a clock and I won't run it because I don't know the time. He said he got to start the running when school out where he can show me the time.
Uh-huh.
The minutes.
Yeah. People used to tell time by the sun, didn't they?
They did.
When you're out in the
field. And they knowed it. And it was right.
Now we got this dadgum funny time. We move the clock back an hour.
Sure
up an hour.
Do. And that's the same day. It's the same time. But they just do that. And now my pa told us, when you put your foot on your head, it says 12 o'clock, you shall.
Hmm.
And it would be. You'd be working in the field, us would be working, and he didn't have his watch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it, said, if you can put your foot on your head or your shout, I said, that's 12 o'clock. And it would be 12.
Mm-hmm. What did men wear to hold their trousers up?
To hold them up? They had socks. I seen them with the socks up there, but they did have, I know. You talking about what to hold the socks up with?
Trousers. Their pants.
Oh, them was galluses.